こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、数年前 NASA の宇宙望遠鏡ケプラーが地球から約1500光年離れたところにある恒星 KIC8462852 が説明がつかない光のパターンを発していることを発見しましたが、アメリカの研究チームが地球外知的生命体探査機関 SETI の望遠鏡を使い本格的に調査を開始します。 KIC8462852 が発する光は1週間から数ヶ月の周期で明るさが 20% も落ちることがあり、今のところ近くを通った星の重力により彗星の大群が周りで一斉に動いたという説が有力ですが、文明を持つ地球外生命体による大きな建造物説も否定されていません。1960年代にパルサーという規則的に可視光線や電気などの信号を発する天体が初めて確認された時も、当時は地球外生命体に違いないと話題になったため、チームは慎重に調査を進める予定です。
Several years ago, NASA's Kepler telescope discovered an unexplained light pattern while observing KIC8462852, a star that is 1,500 light years away. The nature of the phenomenon led to the involvement of SETI in investigating the possibility of this light pattern being produced by an advanced alien civilization. The light from this particular star fluctuates, sometimes dropping by as much as 20%. This happens somewhere between once per week and once per month. While there is a theory that a passing star may have brought a cloud of comets that are now in orbit and are obstructing the star, another theory that advanced alien structures constructed around the sun that there are advanced alien structures constructed around the sun has yet to be disproved. The excitement is reminiscent of a pulsar signal detected in the 1960s that led to a lot of speculation about the presence of extraterrestrial life. SETI and other researchers are investigating the origin of this signal thoroughly before making any conclusions.
Yes. なんかこれ1ヶ月か2ヶ月ぐらい observe して、でまあ何か分かるかをチェックしますって書いてあった。
うん。
あー、でもあんまり期待するとがっかりするの嫌だからあんまり期待しないでこう。
You think they're gonna find something out soon?
I don't know. I mean, if it's like パルサーの時みたいにさ、こう普通に今まで人間が見たことない自然現象、
うん、
だとしたらなんか1ヶ月2ヶ月で分かるようなことじゃなさそうな気もするけど、
うん、
まあ、well, 建造物だったとしてもそうだけど、
yeah, no matter what it is, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of information to work with. The only thing the Kepler telescope is it just it's observing like a bunch of different stars at the same time, like over 1,000, and it just monitors their brightness.That's
right.
It just monitors how bright they are, and that's all it does.
そう、なんかSETIのやつを使えば、あの、まあ、人工的にっていう言い方はちょっと語弊があるけど、そういう何文明が発してるに違いないのか、それとも自然に発生してる光なのかっていうのが判別できるっていうことなので、楽しみじゃないちょっと。
Both of the theories right now are super.Unlikely, but we don't know which one is even more or less likely, you know, between alien superstructures. They're calling it a Dyson sphere. Do you know, have you heard of that?
No.
So a Dyson sphere is this theoretical mega structure used by aliens where they construct something around a star in order to harvest its energy.
Yeah, 聞いたことある。
So like a very basic version would be to build a bunch of solar panels in orbit around the sun.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it would be a more sophisticated version of that.
これさ、普通に建造物だったってなったところでさ、それをじゃあどうその情報どうするって感じじゃない？
Yeah. it would be probably the biggest.News
for sure
in a while
for sure That would be the best news ever. But
so more than this 20% of the light is being obstructed, right? Jupiter, if like Jupiter going around, if Jupiter was going around this star, Jupiter eclipsing the star only blocks 1%.
Okay.
And Jupiter is huge.
Yeah.
Right?
そう、その20%っていうのがだからすごい、まあ、得意なことっていうかさ。
The surface area would have to be 20 times larger than Jupiter.
Right. Jupiter 超でかいからね。
How huge is this thing getting?
ね、それより大きいってな
る。We're talking about a fifth of the star's light in this direction.
Right.
So...
どうなるかな?
The most important part of this that nobody is saying is that the dips in the brightness are not on, it's not predictable. It's not, they're not consistent.
Right.
Intervals.
Right.
With things in orbit, usually it's pretty consistent because orbits are consistent. Right?
そう、なんか最初もそうだよね。そのパターンがなんかバラバラだから何これみたいになったんだよね。超不思議。
The comet theory has to do with something called an Oort cloud.
Okay.
So an Oort cloud, and we have one in our solar system, is just this cloud of comets just outside of our solar system. And it'sa bunch of comets. So when comets come into our solar system, to the inner solar system, usually it's some comet from our Oort cloud that has been diverted or dragged in here.
これ1、2ヶ月後にさ、その observation 終わったらまたきっと発表あるよね。ああ、でもそう、やっぱ期待しないとこう、がっかりしたくない。
It's interesting to think about the probability of aliens being out there, and there's been this question of like, where are they?
Yeah.
So, I feel like if we investigate this, and then it's not aliens again, it's kind of getting to, you know, it's kind of like people are kind of getting discouraged. Like, okay, well.Because we've looked enough that we should have found something by now, I feel like.
I don't know, because it's, I mean, space is humongous. So I don't know if, I don't know when we can say that we've looked enough. Do you know what I mean?
yeah. Well, in retrospect, but like, you know, based on what we thought,let's say 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Even today, the leading people in the field are saying that we will almost definitely discover alien life within the next 20 years.
Right, right. 言ってるね。
Yeah.
そうだからなんかさ、こういうのがあった時も、何、可能性はあるじゃん。誰もさ、ありえないって言えない状態だから、どんな専門家でも。Yeah.まあ、だから夢があるけど今言ったみたいにマイケルがこうなんかあまりにも期待してるとまたあ全然違ったみたいなありえるから、
well, I feel 怖い that, yeah, I feel that way personally because I don't know, my ideas are kind of shifting. It's like
yeah, like when I saw the headline, すごいなんかヘッドラインだとやっぱもう見つかったばりに書いてるじゃん。もうエイリアンだみたいにさ。
Well, I thought it was, when I saw the headline, I thought it was one of those bullshit articles.
そうだから、と思って見たら、やっぱりかなりトーンダウンして喋ってるんだよね。当たり前だけど、その専門家の人は。まあ、まだわかんないよみたいな。可能性はないとは言えないけど、まだわかんないからそんな興奮しないでくれみたいなさ。
Yeah, I mean,
言ってるから。
The headlines are 普通に like,mega structures discovered around alien planet. Like,
そうそう。で、まんまとクリックするっていうね、こっちも。
Yeah, it's this particular story got pretty clickbaity.
Yeah.
It was
up there. Definitely.
But the real story is fascinating enough. They don't need all.
そうなの、そうなの。そんなね、あのドラマチックにしなくても。
うん、
次、マンハッタンのアロフトホテルがフロントデスクに電話する代わりに絵文字でルームサービスを受け付ける新サービスを開始しました。現在、観光、アメニティ、二日酔い、おやつ、電話充電器、サプライズの6つのオプションがあり、例えば二日酔いで苦しいときは水と薬とバナナの絵文字を送ればビタミンウォーターとアドビルとバナナ2本が届きます。人気が出れば今後数週間でヨーロッパやアジアなど全世界的に展開する可能性もあるとのことです。
A new service at Aloft Hotels in Manhattan enables guests to request service from their rooms by texting emojis to a phone number. Currently, guests can text emojis to request sightseeing, amenities, hangover cures, snacks, or even a surprise. For example, if you text a water, pill, and banana emoji, the hotel will provide vitamin water, Advil, and 2 bananas to your room. If the service is a success, they plan on expanding it to other locations worldwide.
So, 電話すんのそんなめんどくさいかって話だけど。
Yeah, well, they're catering to the millennial generation,
yeah.
right?
そう、なんかあのこれスターウッドホテルのグループなんだけど、そのなんか代表というか広報の人はなんか友達と話すような感覚で、
mm.
こう注文ができますよみたいなこと言ってたよ。
Mm.
このサプライズっていうのはちょっと気になるけどね。なんか何が届くか分かんないみたいらしい。
It can be anything or
It's a なんかファンでクールなものみたいなことしか書いてない。分かんないよね。
Sounds like they haven't even decided yet.
Yeah, $20ぐらいだったよ確か。何が来るんだろうね。そう、なんか観光のやつだと地図とかがもらえる。でアメニティはまあ歯磨きとか歯磨き粉とかそういう、あとシェーバーとか。
So you have to text some specific combination of emojis?
そう、もう決められてて、その絵文字の組み合わせと自分の部屋番号と名前をメールすると、まあ、すぐに届きますよっていう。
It's kind of sounds like something they'd have at a love hotel.
ああ、
right?
確かにラブホとか良さそうだね。
WhyAren't there love hole all over the U.S.? What's all this motel?
ね、怖いよね。
They have
アメリカのモーテル。
Yeah.
超スケッチ
ー。They're so bad.
まあ、ラブホもスケッチーなとこはいっぱいあるけど、でも結構綺麗っていうか、すごい設備整ってるとこもあるよね。
Mm.
とか言って、もう私10年ぐらい行ってないけど、最近もっとすごいのかな。10年も経ったらかなり変わってるよね、きっと。
I don't know. I haven't been recently either.
なんかさ、渋谷の丸山町にさ、すっごいスケッチーなラブホあるの知ってる？なんか和室みたいな。
うん。
すっごい怖いの。すっごい古くて、私一回行って。
Is there a theme?
いや、theme とかじゃなくて、本当ガチの何古いから和室なんだと思う。ただ単に。そういうテーマとかじゃなくて。もうね、なんか絶対ここで一人ぐらい人殺されてそうだなみたいな感じで超怖かった。
Only one person?
Like was I alone? Oh, one person has been I don't know, maybe more, but
Yeah, I think those places are way sketchier than, like only one, even though it's that old, that's like a really good record.
怖いよね。
It's probably like one of the safer love hotels you could go to.
みんながセックスするためだけに行くっていうのも面白いよね。なんかセックス部屋ってことじゃん、要は。
It's surprisingly straightforward and open.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, you can't really have that in the U.S. It's almost too taboo. It's like weird people out, kind of. Like, this is a sex hotel. We're going into a, like, sex hotel. You go in there and you open the closet. It's just, like, costumes. And there's Hitachis all over the place.
Massager.
Yeah, pachinko machines, like weird stuff.
あれじゃない、こう日本人ってホテルすごい綺麗に使うじゃん。だからできることかもね、ラブホも。
Oh, everything would be gone.
Everything will be gone, or it will be like disgustingly dirty.
Yeah.
You know?
Or both.
Yeah. だってカラオケとかもついてるしね。すごいよね。Yeah.
What's with that, like, treatment of stuff is just really bad, like, really different in some places versus... Like, there's Japanese people that have shoes for driving. Like, you have to take your shoes off
yeah.
to get in their car.
いるらしいね、たまに。私は実際には会ったことないけど、その車内で土足禁止みたいなやつでしょ、自分の車。私は会ったことない、個人的に。
Meanwhile, Americans are like laying in their bed, shoes on.
Yeah, that's, oh my god. それだけはね、本当に理解できない。その、アメリカで靴履いたままソファーに上がって、足をさ、ソファーに乗せてたりとかさ、
yeah.
ベッドにボンってそのまま靴履いたまま乗ったりとか、もう考えられない。あれだけは。もう、
yeah.
why?本当 why Americans why だよ。
Yeah. Why American people?
Yeah, why American people? Tell me, help me understand.
Why?
It's so dirty. Please don't do it. It's
why
crazy.
Why are all the toilet seats so cold? Why American people?
ね。Oh God. 何の話になっちゃった？次。アメリカ国立衛生研究所とスタンフォード大学の共同研究で。男性が履いているパンツの種類と精子の質に関連性があることが確認されました。研究では500人の男性のパンツの種類と睡眠パターンを12ヶ月モニタリングし、精子の質を分析しました。その結果、昼間ボクサーパンツを履き、夜はパンツを履かずに寝ている男性は精子の DNA が欠損している割合が 25% も低いことが分かりました。シェフィールド大学のアラン・ペイシー氏は以下のように述べています。これまでの研究で、仕事で熱にさらされたり、きつい下着を履いたりして睾丸の温度が高くなっている男性は、そうでない男性に比べ精子の質が低くなっていることが分かっています。
Researchers from Stanford University working with the National Institute of Child Health and Development found that there is a correlation between the kind of underwearthat men wear and the quality of their sperm. The researchers monitored the sleep patterns and underwear habits of 500 men over 12 months and analyzed the quality of their sperm afterwards. They found that men who wore boxers during the day and did not wear underwear at night had 25% lower rates of DNA damage in their sperm. University of Sheffield fertility researcher Alan Pacey made the following statement regarding the study.We have known for some time that men who increase the temperature of their testicles, either through the heat exposure at work or by wearing tight underwear, have poor semen quality compared to men whose testicles are cooler.
パンツ履かないで寝た方がいいって。大事だよね、精子の質。特になんかさ、ほら、妊娠しようとしてるカップル、まあ夫婦とかは、だから履かないでそのまま寝た方がいいんだよね。
But everyone else is fine. Like, it doesn't really matter if your sperm quality is poor, right? If you're not having a child.
If you're not having a child, yeah, I guess. I mean, who cares?
Because I take really hot baths, like, somewhat regularly.
もう死んでるね。
Oh,
精子.
It's, yeah, they're just...
Tortured.
Yeah, just sperm genocide. They're all dead. There's no way. Because I have that thing like 43 degrees, 44, like...
Right, right.
It's hot enough that it would probably be an issue.
そっか、お風呂もあんま良くないのかね、じゃあ妊娠しようとしてる時には、男性は。
They say like...
温泉に浸かったりとか。
Like men who are trying to have children, like don't do sports where it gets too hot.
ああ、蒸れちゃうしね。
Yeah, there's like...
そっか。
A bunch of stuff.
そっか、じゃあ。大事だね。なんか特にさ、ほら、ちょっと不妊とかで、とか不妊気味の人、とかさ、なかなか受精できないみたいな人とかはさ、こういうちっちゃいって言っても 25% だもんだけど、なんかこういうちょっとしたことからやるといいよね、きっと。
What are the different types of underwear that were involved?
わかんない、ボクサーパンツのことしか書いてなかったけど、あれじゃない、なんかあのブリーフとか、
There's boxers, briefs, boxer briefs.
That's it?
Three? And then they have like the weird elephant thing. Like donkey.
Like donkey でしか見たことないよ、そんなの。
なんか意味あるかな。
あれ?
Wear the elephant.
でもさ、あれはさ、いいんじゃない?だってあれは、balls はカバーされてんの?されてないよね。されてる?
I've never worn it. I don't know.
あ、でも balls だけ出てるなんておかしいよね、デザイン的に。一応カバーされてんのか。
I think so.
でもあれの方が通気性は良さそうだよね。
Have you heard of balls out jeans?
What?
Balls out jeans.
No.
So, I forget. I think it was like Mad TV or something like...probably 15 years ago
or something. Oh my god, Mad TV!
Like really old. But they had this episode where like this new fashion trend comes out called balls out jeans. And so there's like a hole in the jeans and everyone has their balls outside of their jeans.
Oh god.
Like you're wearing underwear and you're wearing jeans.
Right.
But you pull your balls through your underwear and through the hole in your jeans.
Yeah.
And so your balls are outside of your jeans. Everything, like your dick is inside the jeans. It's just your balls that are out. And it was like, it was in response to like women like showing their cleavage. So it's kind of like women are showing their cleavage. Guys can't really show anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, some like round can, stuff, I guess.
Well, it doesn't have to be round.
Because I mean, guys can be shirtless and...
But
that's
it's
fine.
So normalized. It's, no one cares. It doesn't have an effect. You know?
Oh, like you want to shock people.
You want to, I don't know. I don't know. It was just a joke.
Right.
Thing, so, but yeah, those would work.
そうだね。そうだね。でもだから、きつい下着は一番よ。でもきつい下着履いてる男の人いるの?てか、きつい下着ってあるの?男性で。
Sometimes I have a pair of underwear, or like 2 weeks ago, I had a pair of underwear that was like too tight, so I had to throw it away.
Huh. あと素材とかもありそう。なんか蒸れる素材、なんか蒸れそうな素材ない男性の下着で。なんかこうあれなんつうの。なんかつるつるしてるっていうか、コットンとかじゃないやつ。
Yeah, I have those.
蒸れない？蒸れない別に。
I prefer those.
Ah, so なんだ.
Because,
is it nicer?
It's like, cotton is actually pretty hot and sweaty and uncomfortable compared to some of the new stuff.
通気性が良くないってことか.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
まあ、女の子もパンツの種類はいろいろあるけどね.
This sort of like, came up indirectly, recording.On boxer 問題 yeah
like oh, the yeah, そうだ
the boxer
あれなんでその話になったんだっけなんか坊主の話になったよね
yeah
なんで毎回さ爆笑問題のラジオ出させてもらうために坊主の話になっちゃうんだろう
金玉買ったとか
まああれは自分で持ってたからしょうがないね
yeah well yeah that I'm not gonna spoil what that was but it's related
はい
次When our solar system formed 4.6 billion years ago, only 8% of the potentially habitable planets that will ever form existed, according to a recent theoretical study based on data collected by NASA's Hubble Space Telescope and the Kepler Space Observatory. In other words, Earth developed very early in the history of the universe, based on our estimates of how many planets will eventually form.One advantage to the rise of our civilization early in the universe is being able to use telescopes to trace our lineage from the Big Bang. It is likely that this will become more difficult as the universe ages. It is expected that 1 trillion years from now, evidence of the initial event may be too dissipated to interpret due to the expansion of space. Civilization in the distant future may be unable to determine how or if the universe began.
NASA の宇宙望遠鏡ハッブルとケプラーが集めたデータを元に作られた理論によると46億年前に私たちの銀河系が形成された時存在しうるすべての生命が居住可能な惑星のうちたった 8% しか存在していませんでした つまりこの世界の始まりのかなり早い段階から地球が存在していたことになります。ビッグバンの痕跡を確認することができているのも早い段階で文明を発達させたことによる恩恵です。宇宙の膨張により今から1兆年後には地球からビッグバンの痕跡を確認するのは困難になると考えられています。ふむふむ、
うん、
あれだよね。だからそのビッグバンが起きて地球ができてだけで見てるとビッグバンとか超昔じゃん、地球って新しいねって思うけど、うん、もっとズームアウトしてもっともっと長い目で見ると、うん、意外と早い段階だったってことだよね。
Yeah, on a projected timeline of the universe、we are very early and、we may be so early that there's not many other advanced life forms around at all、or we're the only one. We don't know.
That would be so depressing.
But we expect that the last star is going to explode in 100 trillion years.
100 兆年?
And then it's all done.
あ、そうなんだ。え、それが100兆年なんてぴったりした
100 trillion years
感じの数字なのか。
I mean...It's a guess.
Right.
But somewhere around there is what we think right now.
で、100兆年したら、もう星がなくなっちゃうってこと？惑星がなくなっちゃうってこと？
Yeah. Well, I mean, planets may remain in some way. I don't know. I just know, I mean, there's not much point having planets without stars, though. But yeah, we expect the last star to burn out in 100 trillion years ish.
Ish.
Hmm.
なんか、そっか。でもそうするとどういうこと？
Well, it just puts everything in context, time wise. Like.
Right.
We think like, oh, there should be all these advanced aliens and stuff.
Ah, そういうことか。
There's actually this And I've actually said this myself before, like Earth, like life formed so early on Earth, and that sort of suggests that life develops quite easily.
Right.
But actually, if you think about it, the early development of life on a planet may be a prerequisite to that life being able to develop enough to actually think about that.
そうだね。
So, because it's like the...There'd be a huge difference if there was another alien civilization, even one. Because a sample size of one has all sorts of problems inherently trying to extrapolate from that. But if you have two, it would be completely different.
Right.
But we only have one. So it's very hard to get bearings on like how much life is there, how, you know, what's going on. Are we the first? You know, where do we fit in to this whole thing?
ね、なんかそのさ、なんかもっと昔の方がなんかこう地球中心の考えっていうかさ、だからこう生命があるのってすごいねみたいなところからさ、いやそうでもないかもみたいな、もっと大量になんか惑星とか数えきれないほどあるから、そんなに地球中心じゃないかもみたいな、だからそんなにすごいことでもないのかもしれないみたいなとこから逆にさ、またちょっと戻ってきた感じじゃない？
Well,
意外とうちらだけかもみたいな今のところみたいな。
Yeah, well, we're definitely way lonelier than we'd expect based on what is it called? The Fermi's paradox?
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, right, right, right.
そ
うだよね。だから
if you think about it, like the Earth is 4.5 billion years old.
Yeah.
The universeis 13.7 billion years old. That's not that much of a difference. Right?
I guess.
How long does it take between the Big Bang? How long does it take between the Big Bang and the development of the first like intelligent species?
Right.
There was some point in time when the first thinking living thing formed somewhere.
Right.
And we don't know if we're it. We know that it's unlikely that we're it. But, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to part of what we're trying to figure out. But the idea that the universe will just extinguish at all is kind of weird.
Right.
Or have a beginning is kind of weird.
Yeah. だから本当になんかまだうちらのこの状態がなんか全部の始まりの元の元みたいな可能性もあるってことだよね。その知的生命体みたいなことで考えると。もう分かんないけどね。
Well, there's... It's a... You know, we talk about these alien civilizations, like maybe there's a civilization out there that's super, super advanced by billions of years. And so we could contact them and they would tell us everything and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards us being them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we might be showing other... Like, we don't know where we are. We don't know if we're a shade off of, from monkeys. But,
Mami no ancient alien theories ga. Dame jan.
Ga nani?
Ga nani? I don't know.
Well, this is just a change in perspective. I mean,
everything is
still possible.
I know.
But these calculations are based on how much gas is left. So, the Milky Way has, like, made a lot of planets already. But there's a lot of gas that hasn't become planets yet. And
right.
In those areas, there's going to be a lot of new planets. So we're in the first 8%.
That's crazy. でもそう考えると、あとの 92% で何が起きるのか気になるよね。超いっぱいあるじゃんだって。
The thing about this is that star, that last star blowing up in 100 trillion years, and the universe kind of, the energy dissipates. There's not enough energy to, like, do work, to do things with. It's interesting to me because it seems like, at least on Earth, what life is doing is making everything more efficient. Because now we have things that happen in virtual reality.
Yeah.
And that takes very, very little energy for humans to run these sort of... Like, simulations are like a really efficient way of doing something.
Right.
Like, you don't actually do it. But it's like, we still get answers that way.
Right.
So, I don't know. It almost seems to me like life is like the anti-entropy thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Anti-entropy?
We make processes require less energy. We make complexity require less energy to happen.
A computer
is using a very small amount of energy to do something highly complex.
Right, true.
Versus a campfire or anything else that we do. So... Is it a coincidence that what life does is kind of offset this entropy effect?
Right.
Like, more things happen with less energy, right?
そうだね。
I mean, this is, I don't know, based on nothing. But I thought it was an interesting idea.
そうだね。
Like, why do we have Moore's law? Why does a processor have to get smaller, use way less energy, and have way more processing power?
Right.
Like every year. And why do we keep doing this? Why do cell phones have to get smaller and smaller and more efficient and do more things, more complex, less energy consumption? That's kind of what you want in a universe that has some finite amount of energy to go around, is you want complexity to require less energy.
Right. So, 今地球にいる動物とかもそうだもんね。Like much more efficient, much smaller.
Yeah. We make things smaller and then we make things not exist by moving into the virtual world.
Right. Interesting.
I don't know. Next. Last week, the senior VP of ad operations at the Internet Advertising Bureau admitted that the approach to online advertising is in need of significant change, and that current practices have cost the industry consumer loyalty. In an online article, he stated the following: "As technologists tasked with delivering content and services to users, we lost track of the user experience." The organization represents over 650 online media outlets, including many of the biggest. Over the last few months, the use of ad-blocking applications in mobile has exploded, in addition to an already gigantic and growing population of ad blockers on the web. Various organizations are panicking in response to this. The IAB, or Interactive Advertising Bureau, last week revealed new guidelines for advertisers. The guidelines are intended to negotiate a user-friendly standard for advertising, suggesting that ads be small files, encrypted, respect user privacy, and do not cover content or play sound. A study released in August by Adobe and PageFair estimated that nearly 200 million people worldwide are using ad-blocking software on their web browsers, costing publishers $22 billion in 2015 alone.
先週、インターネット広告に関する協議会 IAB 広告運営のシニアバイスプレジデントが、オンライン広告のせいで消費者が離れていっており、大きな変革が必要であると認めた上で、私たちは科学技術者としてコンテンツとサービスを提供しているうちにユーザーが持つ感覚を忘れてしまったと述べました。 IAB には大手メディアを含む650のオンラインメディアが所属しています。オンライン広告をブロックする従来のアプリに加え、携帯電話の画面に表示される広告をブロックするアプリもここ数ヶ月で爆発的にユーザーが増えています。 IAB は先週、広告主はよりユーザーのことを考えて広告のデータを軽くする、ユーザーのプライバシーを侵害しない、コンテンツを隠す形で広告を表示しない、音が鳴る仕様にしないなどの対処をすべきという新しいガイドラインを発表しました。Adobe と PageFair が8月に公表した研究では、世界の2億人近くのユーザーがウェブ閲覧の際に広告ブロックのアプリを使用しており、今年だけで220億ドル分の広告がクリックされずに終わっているとのことです。 Finally、
Yeah、
みんながブロックしてるからね。みんながブロックし始めると広告の意味がないもんね。
How long have you been blocking ads for?
Oh, forever.
Like, how long?
わかんない。覚えてないぐらい。
But you were probably pretty early, yeah? Versus other people?
I don't know. でもみんなブロックしてるっしょ、ずっと。
No.
なんか Chrome のエクステンションとかあるじゃん、ずっと。Adblock Plus とかさ。
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
使ってない人いるの逆にって感じ。邪魔じゃないだって。
ちょっとかわいそう。使ってない人。
使ってみんな。絶対だっておすすめするよね、誰にでも。
Like,
じゃない。
when these advertising companies do the kind of shit they do, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
そうだから2億人近くが fuck that って言ってる結果がこれだからね。
Yeah, and this costing $222 billion or whatever, like.Yo, you guys, you, it's not $22 billion. Because if we couldn't block the ads, people wouldn't consume the content.
Yeah.
Like, why do they keep making these calculations like this?
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Let's stop doing
that. なんかさ、記事を読もうとして開いた瞬間に記事が読めないようにこう罰を押すまでさ、記事の上に出てくるやつあるじゃん。あれとかさ、もう戻る押すよね。
When you're on Google and you click a result...And it has like a little text preview and all this stuff. It doesn't take you to the website. It takes you to this other website that's like, here's an ad from our sponsors or something.
Right.
You can continue to the website in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
What the? Are you kidding me? Like, Google, we can't depend on Google to deal with this shit for us.
Yeah.
But there should be a search engine that tells you before you click on the link.
Yeah.
But this isn't a link to that website.
Yeah.
This is a link to their fucking ad. And their ad has a link to their website.
Yeah.
Google is bullshitting us with this link wizardry. This is ridiculous.
あと iPhone 見ててやっぱ一番イラッとするのは、なんかアプリの広告を間違えてパッてちょっと触っちゃった時に、 そのブラウザーから離れてアップストアのさアプリが開いちゃうじゃん、うん、And I'm like, no!
Yeah,
no!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, when it like you see it like zoom out and start to switch and you're like
No! Stop right now!
Yeah, and then whatever you were trying to do you don't give a shit anymore. You just don't want it to do what it's trying to do.
So,
like don't
That's so annoying.
Don't hijack the behavior ofOur devices.
まあでもそれはだからこのやっと分かってくれたってことだよね。うざいよね、ごめんっていうことだよね。
Well, this is just more advertising agency PR bullshit. You know, it's like we squeezed all the pennies we could squeeze, right?
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing. It's not like they didn't know. They ran that into the ground, and now they're like, all right, now let's.Re-strategize and their new thing is going to do the same sort of monetize as much as possible and then there's like a limit that they hit with people because their fear right now is if we take a position of just like no fuck all of that and then we are going to use software that blocks everything
yeah
whereas if they were more gentle it's like trying to get with a girl you knowYou can't just, like, go super aggressive. She'll be, like, weirded out. It's like, no, I'm not talking to you, period. Right? Like, they want consumers to still let their ads in a little bit. Like, this isn't that bad. Like, this is a really tiny, non-obtrusive, like, you should support us.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
そうね。まあ、あと広告の内容とかにもよるしね。まあ、テレビの CM とかもそうだけどさ。普通に informative だったら、you know, it's okay.Or if it's interesting, maybe it's okay too, but most are boring and not informative. So it's like, why are you showing me this? Why are you wasting my time?
Yeah, and there's a conflict between like, I don't want this shit. And like, then the ad on the ad side is like, well, maybe you should give us more of your information so we can target our ads. And then on our side, it's like, no.
No.
No. How about no?You know?
そうね。だから、まあ、このシステムだよね、マネタイズのさ、もはや。あと、その、何秒経たないとスキップできない広告あるじゃん、YouTube とかも。でもさ、早くスキップすると、なんていうの、5秒とか10秒でスキップしたら、CM の内容は頭に入ってこないじゃん。まあ、最後、商品名言うところまでたどり着かない時もあるしさ。なのに、10秒待たせる意味は何なんだろう、みたいなさ。
How about...If I click the button that says no ads, like I'm not clicking any ads. I'm not interested in any of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, why would I just give away my time to, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So their new thing, they're calling it Lean, L-E-A-N, and it stands for Light Encrypted Ad Choice Supported Non-Invasive. It's like they're...
スローガンみたいなこと
Yeah
OK いや non-invasive にして本当に、
But it's interesting Google is freaking out because Google is an they live on ads
Right
So they're coming out with a new service called YouTube Red
OK
And that's like YouTube without ads
Okay.
But only some channels, only like select content, and then you have to pay like a bunch of money every month or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But they see what's coming, you know?
Right.
Google sees what's coming. I think everyone sees what's coming. Like
so
people have more control of their devices than you do. So stop trying to force stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have to let people, you know, if they want to,
なんか変なことになるよね。なんか広告入れてるから無料でユーザーに提供できるからっていうのをずっとやってた結果無料なのに慣れちゃうじゃんみんな。なんか無料が当たり前じゃんみたいな。
Well,
だから
結局 I mean, you're paying with time, but yeah.
Yeah, but 結局無料で安く提供するためには広告入れなくちゃいけないみたいなもうこの変な悪循環になっちゃってるじゃん。だから確かにこの人が言ってるみたいになんか根本的にこのシステム自体を変えないとこのままじゃ意味が分かんないことになっちゃうよね。
But the ad based thing isn't going to work long term because people aren't because it only works if people are buying stuff.
Yeah.
And people are only going to buy stuff if they watch the ads. But people don't. The preference among people is no ads.
Yeah.
And it's growing because I feel like older people are more tolerant of this sort of thing, less ADD. As the younger people, like, we don't like ads, but think about people that are younger than us, you know.
Yeah.
So it's done.
なんかさ、ポッドキャストにも結構アメリカのって最近最初だけじゃなくて途中にも入ってるじゃん、でなんかこう、でもポッドキャストの iPhone のアプリってさ15秒くらい飛ばせるじゃん、パパパって、だからみんな飛ばしてると思うんだよね。だから意味ないよね、出してる広告主、お金払ってる広告主もなんか意味ないし。
Yeah. Well, Apple is Apple has been surprisingly anti-ads, and they've kind of facilitated this whole thing. But it's not like Apple's just really, you know, it's like team people. It's more like Apple's competing with Google.
Right.
And they know that Google is so ad-based.
Right.
And so why should they support that?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Weird stuff.
Let's see, on Wednesday, a 41-year-old Buddhist monk emerged from Mount Hiei, a holy mountain near Kyoto, after going 9 days without eating, drinking, or sleeping as part of a nine-day, it's a lot of 9 days, as part of a religious ritual. Successfully completing the endurance test supposedly makes him a living form of the Buddha, according to his beliefs. 13 monks have completed the ritual since World War II.
水曜日、京都比叡山で41歳の僧侶が9日間の断食、断水、不眠を終えました。この儀式を終えることで生き仏になれるとされています。第二次世界大戦後、13人の僧侶が成功しています。 9 days I would definitely die in like 2 days
2 days?
I'd be likeGive me pizza.
Have you ever fasted?
Have I ever fasted? No.
Never?
I've done like liquid. Like, なんか
For how long?
でも半日ちょっととか、普通になんか胃腸を休めるために
半日I do that accidentally on purpose.
半日っていうかなんか何、起きてる時間の時間ね。なんかさ、胃腸を休めるために液体しか取らないとかはやったことあるけど、何も食べない、飲まないはやったことない。ある？飲まず食わず。
Not. I haven't done it without drinking anything, because that's just stupid. That's just stupid. Like you can't drink no water for 9 days. Like.
やめてよ、この人頑張ったんだよ。
Like, I don't even know if I believe this guy. Like, not drinking water for 9 days is like...
でもさ、この間さ、
No way.
この間さ、ちょっと全然ディテール忘れちゃったのに、今これを bring up する意味もわかんないけど、なんか日本のアクターか誰かおじさんで、なんかすごい長い間、水しか飲まないんだっけ？ご飯を食べないみたいな。なんか健康法を試してますみたいな人がいて、すごいニュースになってた。でもディテールちょっと忘れちゃった。多分これ聞いてる人はまたみんな、ああマミは分かってないって言ってツイッターで教えてくれると思う。
Well, there have been people who claim that they haven't eaten anything for, you know, years or...
Yeah, インディアとかもね、いるよね。
Yeah, there's
あとさ、アフリカの部族でさ、あのご飯食べずに牛のおしっこを飲んで暮らしてるみたいな人たちいるよね。
Wait, でたまに they don't eat and they just drink pee.
Cows pee and sometimes blood too かな、忘れちゃった。
Are there calories in pee?
I don't know. でもなんかで細いのね、みんな背は高くて細い。
Oh, no, you're dead if you only drink pee.
Well, like, maybe they drink water too, but they don't eat
is like,
they don't eat like solid food.
You're just drinking like waste.
でなんかテレビに出てて昔で健康診断してみようみたいなしたら特に異常ありませんみたいな言われてた。でも generation after generation、ずっとやってきたらさ、まあ平気な人が生き残ってるから平気なのかもしれないけど。
I've fasted for 4 days before.
What? No food?
No food. I went 4 days with no food.
Just water?
Yeah.
Oh my God, 4 days.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. Actually, the second day is the hardest by far.
Yeah,
once you're on like the third, fourth day, the fourth day, it was like really weird. It felt like I was in a dream. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Were you thinking clearly or it's kind of like more ぼんやりしてる?
I don't know that either.
なんだよ?
No, I mean, I don't think it was less clear, but it's definitely different. Like, the way that you think is very different. And everything is really surreal. Like, it was almost like I was kind of skeptical of reality.
Okay. それがだから9日とかまで、しかもさ、9日間寝ないって、どういうこと? もう寝ちゃうよね。
You know, it says here, like, 13 monks have completed it.
Yeah.
How many have died trying to do this?
I don't know.
They're not going to say, I guess.
Or maybe they don't do it until they die. You know, maybe they just...
No, you just... Well, how do you know when you die? You don't know. Like, you just die.
I guess.
You don't know what the limit is.
Like, how dangerous is this?
Oh, it's so dangerous that I don't even believe it's possible. Like, I don't believe this. I don't believe you can go 9 days.
What if you're trained? Like, you take a lot of time and years to train yourself to prepare for it. So your body is kind of, you know, it doesn't get too shocked when you do this?
I don't know.
そしたらできるんじゃない?
I mean, how do you train? Get fat? Maybe? Maybe?
No, I mean, like, get used to it. Like, you do it, maybe not 9 days, but you do, like, fasting.
I don't know.
Often, I don't know.
I don't know. But I feel like no matter what you do, after 9 days, you're dead. If you don't have water.
すごいよね、でも。
But maybe, I mean, he was near some holy mountain thing. Maybe if you're like in a really damp cave or something, like if the humidity is really, really high,
like
maybe you can last 9 days. But I don't know. It seems ridiculous to me. Hmm. Even not sleeping for 9 days. Like, have you gone without sleeping for a long time?
I guess. I mean, I definitely know the feeling.
でもそんな3日間とかはないよ。 The feeling is different after some number of days.
Right.
Well, I mean, you may be feeling weird. Well, I've stayed up for like 4 or 5 days in
what?
A row. Many, 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 many times.
Don't do that.
Well,
Why would you do that?
By choice. But I don't want to say I have insomnia, but sometimes I...
Like zero sleep for 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, yeah.
What? That's crazy.
I had that happen last year, like 3 or 4 days, with literally zero. And on day three, not tired.
That's weird.
But,
だから危ないよね、それ。
Well, the worst part is like, I had just like the worst temper. I was so angry.
Right.
I was like so angry that I couldn't sleep. I was just like,
なんかその状態でレッドブルとか飲んだら一瞬で死にそう。
Yeah.
ポコって死にそう。
Well, you know, even if you stay up for like 2 days and like if you're trying to fall asleep and like someone's bothering you, you don't want to deal with, you know the feeling when you're, let's say like you're on the train or something and you're just so tired, but it's just like, I don't know, the train might not be a good example, like in class or something where you have to stay awake.
Yeah.
Like you're forcing yourself to stay up.
Yeah.
And your head is doing this.
Yeah.
You keep doing
it. Yeah. あの時が一番気持ちいいんだよね。
No, but isn't it the worst sometimes though? Because like,
well,
it's
if you
like,
can't, then if you're not allowed to, then yeah, it's the worst.
It's really tsurai, right? If you have to stay up, or someone's keeping you up, but you're like so tired.
Yeah. I guess.
No, you don't know.
I don't really. Well, I mean, I don't know. 私だって2日以上起きてたことはさすがにないと思う。
うん。
ちょっと無理だもんだって。
Really?
もう寝ちゃう。うん。
Isn't that weird that you haven't maintained a stream of consciousness for more than 48 hours ever, even after all these years? Not even like once.
I don't feel like I'm missing out much though.
Oh, you're not, but
right?
You're not, but still, it's kind of
一回リセットしたいよ、その stream of consciousness。 そんなずっといたらおかしくなりそう。
What if you had a computer where you had to shut it off for 8 hours, like every day?
Yeah, that'd be annoying. But I'm like that. I'm that annoying computer.
Yeah.
Just have to shut it down.
Well, I think we all are.
食べない、飲まない、なんかさ、もう幻覚とか見えてきそう。
Do you know breatharians? I think we've talked about breatharians before, right?
They eat air?
Yeah, breatharians are these people that live on air.
What?
Yeah.
Like those yoga people?
I don't know if they're yoga people.
What?
Breatharians.
じゃあ何も食べないし何も飲まないってこと?
Yeah, they... Well, they say it's not just air. Their defense is that it's air and light.
What? もう特殊能力じゃない?もはや。
It's a... I think it has something to do with Hinduism.
Okay.
Breatharianism is the belief that it is possible for a person to live without consuming food. Breatharians claim that food, and in some cases water, are not necessary for survival, and that humans can be sustained solely by prana.
What's that?
Prana.
What's prana?
Prana is like life force. Pranayama.
Oh.
Like, it's a big part of like
breatharians.
Yoga and Indian medicine and stuff.
Has anyone done like scientific research on this? Like to see if it's real or not, or like how, if it's real, how it works?
Well, there's definitely been zero science to support it. I don't think scientists are going to waste their time.
でもなんかさ、人によってはなんかこう空気中から水分を取り込むのにめちゃくちゃなんか効率よくできるみたいなさ、種類の人がいてもなんかそんなすごいありえないことっていう感じはしなくない?
When you breathe, you're losing moisture. You can't get moisture from the air.Because you're
like way,
you're way more moist than the air is. There's no way. That's not how osmosis works.
Like, what if they're in like a sauna みたいな、なんか超 humid みたいな。
Even no, human beings
steamy.
Lose the most water in a sauna.
確かにね。Yeah.
Like, if you're in a sauna for like an hour, well, that's a long time.That reminds me, have you seen the sauna? They had like sauna competitions. They have like a world sauna competition.
あのさ、あれだって死んじゃう人いるよね。
Yeah,
いたよね。なんか、やけどになってさ。
Yeah, the guy looked like a
lobster. It's like, why would you do this to yourself?
Yeah.
まあそこまでの willpower がすごいけどね。
People do weird stuff. Breatharians, the sauna competitors, and the...
Yeah.
All these crazy...
すごいよね。そこまでの willpower がもともとないわ、私。
Yeah, I'm sure these breatharians are, you know, they put on a wig and go to Mr. Donut.
I don't know. You never know. Maybe they're... Because, like, what if you were a breatharian? Like, you tell everyone, like, oh, I'm not eating anything, I'm not drinking anything, and no one would believe you.
Yeah, because
like,
I'd be full of shit.
I would be so sad. I'd be so sad. Like, oh, no one believes me.
Well, no one should believe you if you're saying
that. But I'm special.
I don't know. Maybe this monk guy is legit.
あのさ、
I don't want to say for sure that this monk guy is full of shit.
本当そうだよ。本当にやったかもしれないじゃん。
Yeah,
そしたらかわいそうだよ。
Yeah. supposedly he looked in bad shape. So.
まあそれはそうでしょうね。逆にピンピンしてたらびっくりするわ。なんかさ、先週話したさ、マッシュルームの話あったじゃん。
うん。
あのオーガズムに達するみたいな。Yeah. あれなんか嘘だったっぽいんだよね。
Oh, I was actually trying to, I was trying to say something actually.
Oh, about it?
Yeah, when we were on.
そう、それをさ、そう、それで爆笑問題のさラジオでもその話をしたじゃん。
Well, yeah, well, always it's when we talk about these stories, it's like there was this study, these people reached this conclusion. Like we should never advocate it ourselves.Or imply that it's necessarily true, because we know like so many things that we've talked about turned out to be. I mean, it's just this is the study. But if you're on the cutting edge, you're on the forefront of everything that we don't know. So it's very easy for something to be true or false or speculative
right.
or whatever.
Right. I mean, なんか study が間違ってるとかはいつまあ何でもあることじゃん。
うん。
なんかどのメディアでも。でもここまで。なんかこの釣りみたいなのに釣られるのはさすがに初めてだったから思いっきり釣られた上にあの人のラジオでも話しちゃったと思ってしかもそれ来週放送だからさ
Well, I mean, it's like, damn it. Do we know that it was, how do you know it was, I mean, it sounds like bullshit.
There are like some articles and, about it, and I think the fact that we couldn't access the 論文 I guess it makes it lookLike the server is down, but apparently it's not, and there's like no evidence that this mushroom exists or something. I didn't really read into it, but there are like follow up articles about it.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, but, damn it.
But on the flip side, I don't want to say for sure that it's bullshit either. You know? So like,
yeah, そうだね.
It's just unresolved.
まあ何もわかんないっていう。ことに済ませとく。
Yeah, was that heartbreaking for you? To
no, it was like, funny.
Oh, I was gonna have this orgasmic mushroom.
I was gonna smell
it.
Yeah, actually, in that sense, I was sad about it. And it was also funny because it's like, oh, 思いっきり釣られたと思って。さすがに珍しい。
Well, the orgasm mushroom story was just too juicy for you to.
I know, right? Too good to be true.
We don't know.
Yeah, maybe it exists somewhere in the world. Yeah. You never know.
There's giant orgasmic mushrooms orbiting that star, blocking the light.
Yeah, that's totally possible.
Yeah.
So, 爆笑問題のラジオ、火曜日に収録してきたんだよね。で、放送が27日、来週の火曜日なので、皆さん聞いてみてね。楽しかったね。
Yeah.
なんか2年ぶりに会えたし、嬉しかった。いや、すごい嬉しかった。本当に優しいよね。
うん。
なんかさ、その普通に収録してる途中の CM の間とかもめっちゃ優しいよね。
Yeah, they're nice guys.
いつも感動する。しかも太田さんがピョン吉 T シャツ着てた。
いいね。
So cute. あと、
Your journal.
Yes! そうだ。そうだね。まだラジオ流れてないんだもんね。あの、マイジャーナルっていう本をポプラ社から出版することになりました。イェーイ、パチパチパチ。ね、発売は12月8日とかなんだけど、あの、書店に並ぶのは。でも、Amazon の予約はもう受け付けてるっていうことなので、なんか、マイジャーナル、英語で日記を書こうっていう。
What did you write?
あのね、なんか日本ってこうインプットの機会はいっぱいあるけど、映画見たりとか、まあ、バイリンガルニュース聞いたりとか、でもアウトプットの機会が全然ないじゃん。書いたり練習し、あの、話したり、でやっぱり周りに外国人がいるっていう人も少ないし、なんかそういう人のためにやっぱり英語で日記を書くと、自分がどんだけ簡単なことが言えないかとか、そう、自分の弱さが見える。
It's like what 吉田健作 was talking about.
そうなの、そうなの、
独り言。
本当そうなの。だから吉田健作先生が言ってたのと同じようなコンセプトで、そうで、私も日記書いて、まあ、スペイン語の時もそうだし、英語の時も日記書いて練習してたのね。でやっぱりそうすると、なんか、あれ、こんな簡単なことも私言えないのかなとか分かったりとか、まあ、あと字に残るから、 こう自分の上達が見えやすい、なんか最初は1行しか書けなくてだんだん増えていってみたいな、だからそれをやろうと思って、でもなんかね、日本で出てる英語の日記本ってなんかすごいつまんないのが多いのね、まあ、他の教材もそうだけど、うん、なんか文字が超多くて誰も読んでないだろうみたいなこんなの買って多分本棚に入れて終わりみたいな、だからもうちょっとこう本当に使えるものだけで、こうネイティブが言わないこととかはもう一切省いて、で難しい文法用語とかもゼロ、うん、でなんかこうなるべく継続できるように、なんかこう1日で書いてもなんか書くことなくなっちゃう、今日何書こうみたいにつまらないように、なんかちょっと質問集とかも入れたりしてイケてる本になった。それでね、超アップエンカミングのもうめっちゃ今大人気の関根翔吾さんっていうイラストレーターの人がいるんだけど、 He's super cool and chill、 あのその人にイラストをお願いして、もう激イケてる本になってるはず
てる
そうだから発売は12月なんだけど、 Amazon で予約始まってるのでお願いします、興味ある人は。
Sounds cool。
そう、一応なんか男子女子関係なく使えるようにジェンダーレス的な感じを目指してるのでお願いします。なんかね、あ、そう、物流の問題で、8日発売なんだけど北海道とか沖縄とかは9日になりますって言われた、うん、なのでお願いします。来週はハワイからお送りする予定だよね。
Yep.
Why ha?
I'm leaving like tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah.
あ、そっか、 It's already Friday tomorrow. Oh my god.
そうだよ、何も準備してない
してないね、何もないもんね今家に。
I haven't done it.Anything.
まあそんなもんだよね。
But
あ、いいな、いいな、明日か。はあ、jealous. So yeah.
Oh.
お楽しみに。
You're jealous. You're getting married.
I know, but you're getting there earlier than me. So yeah. あとね、そう、今日マミ誕生日だったんだけど、なんかすっごいいろんな人がツイッターで。お祝いを言ってくれて、ね、なんかさ、私友達の誕生日とか結構覚えてないタイプなのね、だからその、うん、人が自分の誕生日をさ把握してるっていうことがすごいことだよね。
うん、I think it's becoming more rare
でしょ。そう、 Facebook とかあるしね、覚えてなくても教えてくれるじゃん、うん、でもみんな優しいなって。で、あとこの間さ、 Instagram もなんか写真載せたの、なんか食べ物の写真かなんか、そしたらみんながもうすぐ結婚式だねみたいな、なんかすごい優しかったの。
Nicest internet comments?
Yes, nicest internet comments in the world, seriously. Cause like みんな、まあ意地悪な人が多いじゃん、インターネットって、うん、でもやっぱバイリンガルニュース聞いてる人は優しいねと感動したっていう話でした。引き続き文字起こしのテキスト、 iPhone と Android のアプリから購入できますので、はい、よろしくお願いします。
あ、I don't know if I can release the 文字起こし tomorrow. I might be on the plane.
あ、そうだ、マイケル飛行機乗ってるから、うん、まあ今日の分の文字起こしは
maybe tomorrow.
まあできたらって感じ。
maybe tomorrow.
できたらって感じ。
If not, like when I get to Hawaii, I'll do it.
Okay. So...Yeah. 引き続きインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブック、あとアマゾンの、ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー、もう宇宙トレーナー全然着れる季節になってきたからね。
It's perfect.
I
was wearing、one of those.
Oh cool. Today?
And that sweater there is the I still have like the sample notes too.
Oh okay.
But it's like it's perfect.
Okay. 終わりですかね、もう言うことないですか。
There was something I wanted to talk about. What was it?
何 New Canadian Prime Minister?
Oh, what do you know about
Breaking
that?
the internet? Oh my god, he's so hot.
Oh.
He's hot.
Of course I don't know about this. Is that...
He's a new Prime Minister. He's like early 40s. Liberal. Okay. really open for women's rights and, you know, against abortion.
Oh, Canada's...
No, against anti-abortion.
He's super, super pro-marijuana, too.
And he's hot. I was like, oh, my God. Isn't this guy perfect? And he's like... Like, I saw an interview where he was talking about woman who is wearing hijab.
Mm.
So he's, like, open to immigrants. He's pro-women.
What's his stance on the environment?
なんかね、そう、なんか、あのね、カナダに住んでないし、詳しく、その人について正直そんな詳しくないから分かんないんだけど、パッと見、パーッとそのアーティクルとか見る感じだと、
mm.
He sounds perfect.
Like, I'm super
he cares
skeptical.
About environment, he cares about women,
Does he cares
about racial issues. I was like, wow, this is like a movie president.
This is a great example of just bias based on appearance.
Exactly.
Where you, like, you just see their
appearance. But it's true. And he's married and he has three kids. And it's like, なんかもう本当見た目だけでやっぱり判断しちゃうよね。騙されちゃう。
I haven't looked into that at all.
でも本当、and I think he's like,part French or something, like from French, you know, part of Canada. So he speaks two languages. Oh, God. でもね、みんながその話してるよ、今。Like, everywhere on the internet,
definitely
it's all
not.
About him.
I haven't seen anything about this Canadian. The Canadian Prime Minister is like the most どうでもいい position.
と思うじゃん。と思うじゃん。でも、like, こんだけ話題になってるぐらい、あの、なんか俳優みたいな見た目なんだよね。
Hmm. Every single thing I've seen about the Canadian politics has been about weed.
Hmm.
Like everything.
I don't know anything about Canadian politics, but apparently, なんかこれまでのプライムミニスターすごいダメだったの？なんかあんまり評判良くなかったのかな？
Probably, but
なんかそれもあるのかもしれない。この今のブローアップ、この彼の新しい彼の人気っぷり。
Well, didn't they have like Rob? You know Rob Ford? Holy shit. Like, Rob Ford, he's like this mayor. I don't know what
Where?
He is. He's some...
In the States?
I think he's Canadian. He's
oh,
this
he's Canadian.
Canadian
guy. Oh, okay.
He's like the mayor of Toronto or something like that. And he's just like... There's so many videos of him just super drunk on the street. He's
what?
Like smoking crack.
What?
He's... There's videos of him like running. This guy is huge. He's super fat.
Okay.
Like, he's a huge... Just, I think his name is Rob Ford. And there's videos of him just like running and like tripping over stuff and like falling on people. And like, it's just interviews with him where, I don't know. He's just like, I can't believe this guy's real. You don't know about
what?
This guy?
No.
He's a sensation.
So he's like a mess?
He's an internet gif.
Okay.
Is what he is.
Yeah. That's not good. when you turn into an internet
that's
gif.
Like that's all I think of when I think Canadian politics is this guy.
Yeah, then this new prime minister would change everything.
He's like Canada's God. Chris Christie sort of.
Motomoto I'm biased with Canadians.
Why?
Cuz all the Canadians I know, like some Canadians I know were like super hot and super nice. I've never had bad experience with Canadians.
Well, yeah, Canadians have a reputation for just being
nice.
Too nice. It like annoys Americans.
Yeah, and I love how like America 人にバカにされてるけど、
yeah, America's
なんかそれもなんか可愛く見えるっていうかさ、そんなバカにしないでよみたいな感じでわかる？
アメリカの帽子。
そうなんかそれでこのあのプライムミニスターももちろんカナダのアクセントカナダなまりなのね。それも可愛く見えちゃうよね。
Yeah, they say
about out and about.
I was trying to sell my coach.
超可愛い。
Eh?
超可愛い。And then I texted my our mutual Canadian half Canadian friend. I was like, oh my god, your new prime minister is hot. And she was like, yeah, like the first thing I googled was to see if he was married.
What?
もう世界中の女子が浮き足立ってるからちょっと見てみて、
yeah.
若いしね40代だから日本ってさ あの政治家の人とかもう本当ハイアップになってくるともうおじさんっていうか、うん、高齢の人が多いじゃん。おじいちゃんとかもいるしさ。
You know, there's an interesting skewing younger of everything right now, where for example for investment in startups, no one really wants to invest in a startup that is started by someone who's like 35 or 40. Over 40 is like really unattractive, because all the most successful startups are made by people who are really young, like Mark Zuckerberg or the Twitter guy or the all, you know, all those people.
Yeah,
the Google guy. They're all like really young. So it's it. I feel like it's going that way with politics too, or at least people want it to.
まあそうだよね。企業がそうなってたら確かに政治にもそれを求めそうだよね。
And I think it's because things are moving faster and faster. And because things are moving faster and faster, someone who's 40 today is way more out of touch than a 40-year-old would have been like 30 years ago.
Right.
So it's kind of causing this weird stratification in the demographics, I feel like. Which hasn't... It's interesting because that seems to be the trend. I don't know if it's really happening in Japan. You know? There's so much more respect towards like
elderly
your senpais
people.
And like
yeah.
older people here, which is totally out the window in the States.
まあでも外資系は結構いっぱいあるから、日系の企業は分かんないけど、あの私の友達もそのアメリカのスタートアップで日本に支社を持つってなったら日本支社の社長になったりとか、彼女もまだ多分31とか2とかだと思うけど、で、あのめちゃくちゃ大活躍してるしとか、だからまあ外資系はね、あんまり年齢気にしないとなると、それが国内に来てそこからちょっと広がったりとかもあるかもしれないよね。I guess I don't know.
It's like there's some respect that people who are in their 20s can have today that you couldn't have had like 30, 40 years ago.
Right. Yeah, so ne.
Like no one cares that Mark Zuckerberg is young, or the Snapchat person, or
yeah,
I don't know who all these people.
Oh, Snapchat guy.
I don't know if this. Who was the Snapchat guy?
I only remember his scandal thing. Like, wasn't it the Snapchat guy? Like his emails leaked and. Like he was saying something like douchebag stuff. I don't really remember the details. As always.
Young people are getting aggressive, I feel like. There are people who are like 20 years old and they have full confidence that they're going to start a company that's going to take over the world.
そうだね。
You know? And they're so young and they're so smart.
そうね。あとなんかその全体的にエントレプレナーシップっていうか、なんかこう、まあそこまで二十歳とかじゃなくても30代とかでも、まあ一生雇われるっていうんじゃなくて、どっかしらで自分のビジネスを起こしたいなっていう人ばっかりが多い、周りには。私の
It's kind of like the best hackers in the world are like 16, 17 years old.
Right.
Or younger.
Yeah. そうだよね。そう、なんか昔とかは結構スポーツとかでもこんなに若いのにみたいなあったけど、若いからできるっていうのもあるよね。若いからこう発達も早いし、飲み込みも早いし。なんかこの間テレビであれやってたんだよ、ウェイクボードの選手権に出てる女の子がいて、日本人で。でなんか本当に日本からだとやっぱり活躍してるのって30代とか40代とかなんだけど、その子はすごい若くて13、14歳とか忘れちゃったけど。And like, she's the shit, 本当に。
Wakeboarding?
Yeah, すごいのね。だけどやっぱ若いから、上達もまだまだ伸びしろがあるし。
There are all these like kids that have been engineered to do something.
Yeah.
Like by their parents.
Yeah, yeah, あの、卓球の愛ちゃんみたいにね。
There's like this, everyone who's paying attention to like 総合格闘技 is talking about this guy named Sage Northcutt. He's like 20 years old or something.
Okay.
But he's been like winning all these tournaments and training MMA since he was so small, and his dad is like a professional bodybuilder. So he's so this kid is only like 20 years old, but he just goes out there and just destroys. Like he was made for this by his dad.
Right.
Like everything. And he's like, he looks hilariously like he has that huge like jaw with the cleft chin, and like he just looks like, I don't know, like they just 3D printed this guy to fight. Like,
wow.
And then he's doing like weird, like 540, like spinning move, like just completely different level of athlete from people that exist. Mm. And it's just a shock to everyone because it's just like, wow, like there's so many levels up.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Always. There's so many more levels. Like you see that guy who's playing DDR at the arcade, and he's just like, whoo, just hitting every single one.
Yeah.
Like you can't, it's almost like you can't even make a stage that's a song that's too difficult for this guy.
もうなんか inhuman みたいな感じ。この間私さ、あの、with my fiance, we played 太鼓の達人をね、生まれてから一回もやったことなかったの。それなんかイージーモードみたいなのでもさ、ああみたいな、あやばいやばいみたいな感じで、隣で本当ティーンエイジャーみたいな男の子がさ、あれってさ、こうバチを持つじゃん、知ってる太鼓の達人。
Yeah.
なんかさ、こう。
I'm an expert.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. なんかさ、このバチを持つじゃん。
Yeah.
で片っぽを持って片っぽの端っこで叩くと思いきや、そのティーンエイジャーはこう真ん中を持って上も下も使ってんのバチの。めっちゃ速いの。でめっちゃ速くて超成功してんのに、彼的には納得いかないらしくて、こうなんか首かしげてなんか舌打ちとかしながらやってんのね。超自分に厳しいの。And we were just watching him like, wow, this guy is so good. でもどんだけ練習したんだろうみたいな。
But it's such a basic, like, silly thing to do, right?
Yeah, but then it's impressive. Like,
yeah.
Once you do it, and then you figure out how hard it actually is, then you would get definitely impressed. Like, wow. あと、たまになんかこうさ、ダンスレボリューションみたいなの、すごいうまくやる人とかもいるじゃん。
I kind of want to play Dance Dance Revolution now.
I used to have it at home. 小学生ぐらいだったっけ、
あれ。I had it too, actually.
あのシートのやつ？
Yeah, the really
懐かしくない？
noisy sheet. Like...
あれ超楽しかったよね。しかも結構疲れるっていうかさ、なんかいいワークアウトになってた気がする。
Yeah, you sweat.
ね、
you sweat.
汗かくよね。でなんかできないと超普通に悔しいみたいな。
Why did it stop there? Where's the next like、
確かにね、
interactive like
dance thing?
Like that sheet thing was stupid. They could make a way cooler thing now.
ね、and, 誰か、
well,
作ってないのかな。
They have like the Gran Turismo like
A
steering wheel and the gap pedals and shifter and stuff, like that's kind of elaborate, but it seems like there's a lot.
昔のはさ、だってなんかこうしっかり踏まないと読んでくれないかさ、ドンって踏まないといけないんだよね。反応しないから。
I definitely can't do it here, huh?
いや、マンションはさすがに怒られちゃうよね。
60年代 building is definitely not soundproof enough.
下の人から切れられそう。でも今だったらそんななんか強く踏まないと反応しないとかじゃなくできそうなのにね。
Yeah.
やらない、あったら需要ありそうじゃないとか、あるけど知らないだけかな、うちらが。
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not.
全然ゲーム業界追ってないから分かんない。
We're not exactly in the target age group
either. Yeah.
Especially from today.
Yeah. 確かに、もうこいつらダメだみたいな。OK. 終わり。
はい。以上です。
Bye.
Bye.